Blog Talk Radio.
You're locked in to the hottest station on the planet.
Let's go.
Now, get ready. DJ Jesus Beat is about to throw down.
Turn me up.
Yeah.
Let's get to work. Let's begin. Work. Bring it.
May I present
the best DJ in the world?
DJ Jesus Beat. Kick it.
Yeah, girl, you so special. You make a bro want to sing, you know what I mean?
What you mean I can't sing?
It's a little love song for all my gentlemen, classy ladies. And you're a virtuous woman. And I know right now we're just friends, but I've been thinking.
We could be more, lady, we could be more. We could be more, lady, we could be more.
Yeah, you said 10, God heal my heartache. And this is way past luck, no prom date. And we could be a sweet aroma, strange. And they can call us outcasts. Andre told my boys, yeah, catch me, I'm falling. You on my team even when I ain't balling. You were patient with your boy in the worst day. I was like 9/11, the worst day. You been running through my mind, first place. Those other girls save week like Thursday. This is gentlemen's music, boys and men. I'm done with that player's life, born again. We'll be joined in body and soul, heart and mind, money and time. If she's chocolate or vanilla or your butterscotch cream, she the only one for you, she should make you one thing.
You're in the mix with DJ Jesus, DJ Jesus Beat, for South Carolina's number one gospel DJ.
Broadcast on 88.1 The Beat. Baby, it's going
down live on the hottest new gospel station across the globe, baby. You'll never ever hear a gospel station like this because we one of a kind, huh? We serving God, taking God to the next level, taking church to the next level right here on 1093 FM, the gospel, man. All right, let's get back into this Friday night, bitch.
You can't see me, homie. I'm not bluffing. Read the book of John. Speaking to you with the SP help, homie. Yeah, can't be with you. The world is a cue. She figured with the scripture. We wanna be a street. Yeah, you're the rhymes in English. Biggest words come from the greatest. His name is Jesus. Yeah, see him bring easy. Cold outside, so the sun make it breezy. Check it out, Zingo. In the citizens that get you. She heard from me, got you. Cause we're not never seeing you.
Jamming in your boombox, your voice like Tupac. But I'ma live forever through Christ, not the news rock. We do rock a few spots, but warning, you will get your do rock while we are performing. Take caution, you absorbing enormous, exhausting, incredible humps to Ed Norton. Frequencies, frequently exalting, deep received. Without the charm and necklace, I'm reckless. I'm in a certain state of mind, so with the head as big as mine, thoughts are like Texas, and it's as if we do it for the hoorah, even though the crowd ooh, like do what, nah, cause at the beginning and the end it remains, we did it, we do it, we done it, the tell of his name's clean, like wings and layers and jets, bringing the noise up in your brain, your ear begins, that's me.
Jamming with the moonbox, loud like high. Jamming with the moonbox, loud like high.
In the gospel mix for Jesus, right here on 1093 FM, the gospel. We going live to the phone lines. We got someone calling in live from UK, from the UK, United Kingdom. Hey, welcome to the show. Who is this, man?
Hey, how you doing? This is Simon from the UK. Just want to know how you guys are doing, and hope all's well with everybody.
Already, man. That's what's up, man. How did you, real quick, man, you got to tell everybody, how did you hear about the radio show, man?
Yeah, Donny B came on my Facebook earlier and said for me to call in. So I'm sort of returning the favor and just sort of, you know, showing, sort of like coming on and sort of saying hello. And I hope all's well with everybody and sort of like a big shout out to you guys.
Man, appreciate you calling in, man. That's pretty big, calling from the UK, man. And I hope you keep on calling in, man. That's a beautiful thing, calling from the UK.
Thank you. You're very welcome.
And thank you so much for listening to it, man. We got an awesome show coming up tonight, man. You don't want to miss it.
Oh, no, you're very welcome. I just very much appreciate it. Thank you so much for inviting me on. Very much appreciated. Thank you.
Man, thank you.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
All right, y'all, man. All the way from the UK. We got people calling all the way from the UK. You tell me, man, things are happening globally, worldwide, right here. We about to bring in my co-host, Minister Prince, Jimmy Prince, to live with us. Good evening, man. Welcome to the show, man. What's going on, man?
Hey, Danny B. Man, everything is all right, man. My phone, I'm just getting messages everywhere.
Man, did you hear the news? We got someone live online right now from the UK.
Yes, man. I mean, that's way over there.
That's overseas, man. That's what I'm talking about. This is what it's all about, everybody, man. We out here, man, doing it real big. We do this every night from 8 to 10. I got to say a big shout-out to everybody out there in the Dallas-Fort Worth and across the country that's tuning in to us. And coming up at 8:30, we got a very special guest going to be live with us. We got gospel rapper Country Boy going to be live with us. Got the hot song called Praise Break, y'all, so we'll be checking in with him coming up right here. We'll also be checking in with Skip. Bro, we going live to the phone line because we got a very, very special guest with us right here, man, all the way from Detroit, Michigan, man, Mr. Nice Guy, the CEO, founder of SVMixRadio.com, man, is live with us, one of the hottest radio stations in Detroit. They doing it real big. They globally, too. Hey, welcome to the show, Mr. Nice Guy.
Hey, what's happening, Donnie B?
Man, well, what's going on with you, man?
Taking it easy, man. You know, we just relaunched the website, getting ready to go back live with our shows in about a week or so, and, you know, doing what we do, man, you know, continuing to reinvent this internet radio thing.
Right, man. I definitely understand that, man. You guys had to take a big, big break, especially with the passing of your wife, man. We here at 109 FM, the gospel, man, is definitely sending out our condolences to the whole entire family, man. And I know we definitely been praying for you on this radio station, man. And, we really, really definitely going to miss her, man, because she did a lot for the community, for the globally, not only just for y'all, but for everybody. Her voice was well-known all across the country, man. And so,
absolutely,
you know, definitely going to be missing her, man, for real. I mean, I miss her already. I'm used to, you know, staying in contact with her where she'll call me up and stuff, man. And I remember plenty of time, man, when you were sick, man, she would always tell me, make sure that I pray for you and keep you in prayer. So, man, we definitely going to miss her, man. We definitely going to miss her. I want you to say what's up to my co-host, Pastor Jimmy Prentice, man. This is a gospel artist, man. When I say Mr. Nice Guy, this man can sing. He got CDs out, man. If I tell you that this brother can sing, he can sing, man. So I want to introduce you to him right now.
All right. Well, it's a pleasure to meet you, man. You got to get us some of that music so we can play it.
All right. I'm sure me and Danny going to put it together and try to get you something over there real quick. And I'm, you know, I'm sorry to hear about your wife and everything. And I know what you're going through. And I tell you something, man, it's good. It's good that you hold on and keep on running for her. And that's a blessing.
Absolutely. You know, she was a blessing to a lot of people, man. We've had a chance to touch a lot of lives across the world. You know, I know you guys got my man Simon on tap. You know, Simon is a perfect example of a lot of the lives that she touched across the world, man, the people she came in contact with. You know, and her presence as far as with God was amazing, too, because we are a Christian family. So, you know, just glad that we could be a blessing, man. The family's holding up good. Glad to see Donnie doing his thing, you know. Shout out to all the people in the Funky Town area out there in Fort Worth, Texas.
Right.
You know? And Donnie, you know, I got to say it one time, because if the outlaw was here, she would say it already.
Amen.
I know she's always telling me to make sure I send them drops saying that too. She used to always tell me that, man.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. She was very fond of you and your crew out there and all the people in that area. So, like I said, man, it's a blessing to see you doing your thing. And, man, we proud of you. You know, make sure you keep doing your thing. We're going to keep supporting you, too.
Man, I tell you what, I can honestly God say, Mr. Nice Guy, this is the best thing that I have actually done, man, because now it seems like God is really opening up doors, man, since I went fully into gospel. And a lot more people want to sponsor me, man. We got a funeral home that we're actually getting ready to start working with that's going to be one of my sponsors for the radio show. And a law firm just came on board. We're going to be working with them in the next couple of weeks. They want to also be part of my sponsors, man. So, man, I'm hoping that we can get my show on Sundays on your station, man. Maybe we can work something out.
Well, let's do that. Let's do that. Let's talk and let's make something happen. Like I said, you know, we got a pretty solid fan base out there in the Texas area. And we've done work before. You know, Donnie was on the station before. And, of course, we enjoyed you. You know, you family, Donnie B.
Oh, yeah. Y'all are going to always be my family, man. Y'all are going to always be my family. You also got an organization. Let's talk about this organization you have, too, man, real quick.
Right. We just started the Crystal Clear Foundation. Of course, it's in honor of Crystal, you know, better known as the Outlaw. And what the foundation is about, it's about getting education and awareness to people for how to care for themselves after they're diagnosed with things like congestive heart failure. That is what she was diagnosed with. And, you know, what ultimately was the cause of her passing. She was only 40 years old. So what we want to do is we want to get the awareness and the information about things like congestive heart failure, cancer, HIV, all of these things. We want to get the word out so that people know how to care for themselves after they're diagnosed and after they're sent home.
Man, that is amazing, man. Maybe we can, I tell you what, I would love for you to get together with me and maybe we do a two-hour special just on that, man, because I think that's very important that we have something like that, man. And not only that, man, we are in the process of getting another new segment, which is going to be sponsored by the funeral home, where they're going to be actually coming on every week. Any kind of question people have for for any kind of funeral needs or anything like that, they're going to actually be doing a whole 30-minute segment on that every week where people can call in. And
that's a great thing, Donnie, because having just dealt with putting together three funerals in 1 month and being a part of three funerals in 1 month, I can tell you that a lot of people don't have the knowledge about that process either. And, you know, the thing that has plagued our community, the African-American community, is a lack of knowledge on things, man. You know, what we don't know hurts us severely.
Right. That is so true. You're right about that, man. I think we need to... Go ahead.
I want to say something on that, too. This young man, you are exactly right about that, because that's what we're working on now. We're here in Fort Worth. We're building another church. You'll hear about it later on. But what we're putting up, we'll try to put up a mass church. Well, we're not going to try. We're going to do it. Put up a mass church where we can call singers in, guests like you, have you to come in, and we're going to build it big enough where we can help the community with those that don't have the knowledge, the kids that are less fortunate. They have a gym, they have a classroom, they have computers, and then we have a mass sanctuary for people to come in and sing, you know, during the weekends and things.
Right.
And we have a big kitchen for the homeless.
Maybe we should bring
this
nice guy.
It's needed in our community, man. Our community has lacked so much. These type of efforts are important to the growth and us sustaining our communities. Plus, we got to turn our youth in a different direction. Right now, man, it's like, you know, we don't have the leadership in the community that we need. So it's important for guys like myself and Donnie and you, you know, to get together, man, and make sure that we can bring our efforts together so we can make a mass difference.
Right,
that is so true. You bring up a really good point. Man, hopefully, Mr. Nice Guy, we'll be able to go ahead on and once we get everything going, bring you to the Dallas-Fort Worth area, man.
I would love to come out to Dallas-Fort Worth anytime. You know, I'm Donnie, you know, like I said, your family. So if you call, I'll come.
Okay. Y'all hear the prayers right here on 109.3 FM, the gospel, man. Now, if anybody still want to help with that, man, is there a phone number or a website information that, because we got a lot of listeners right now listening to the show.
Yeah, I'm going to give, the website is Crystal Clear Foundation. You spell that CHRYSTALCLEAR and then foundation.com. And the phone number is 313-598-6484. If they call us, we can tell them where they can make donations online, or they can just join the website and just help share the knowledge and the information that they have. We got a lot of nurses and doctors signing up, and we're really encouraging people in the medical profession to get on board with this. You know, but we want everyone to get on board. If you ever had a family member with cancer or high blood pressure or diabetes or a combination, please come on the site, share your story, man, so people can grow from your experience.
You know what, man? It's funny you say that, man, because I've been diagnosed as a diabetic with high blood pressure for the past 3.5 to 4 years now, man. So,
well, you know, I was born a diabetic. I was born. I'm a type 1. I was born a diabetic. I'm an insulin-dependent diabetic.
We need to bring, you know what, I would love to bring somebody on the program to talk about that, man, because I think that's going to be, that's very important that we bring somebody on the program to talk about that. Because there's a lot of people don't know African Americans are really catching this and don't even know. And I think if you could educate them more times, I think that would be good.
Yeah, that and congestive heart failure is, I was shocked to find out the alarming amount of blacks that have contracted congestive heart failures is pretty amazing. And as we know, HIV has ran rampant in the black community as well. And these are things that we need to address because even though our people become afflicted with these things, we want to ensure that they're not dying early or dying before their time. So how to care for themselves is tremendously important. So, Donnie, you got my number, man. Just reach out to me. And we'll put whatever you guys want to put together. And, you know, hey, I love y'all guys, man. Thanks for having me on. I want to shout out Simon, too, because that's my brother.
Is that the one overseas?
Yes.
Okay, He just called into the show, man, from the U.K., right?
Yeah. I want to shout him out. I love that cat. That's my brother. So, you know, big shout out to him. And Donnie, you know, just get at me and anything you need, man. I got you.
Okay, man. And y'all keep SB Mix, man. And keep that Wet Wednesday going, man. Because you got to dedicate that to your wife because that was her favorite part. And also, was it the writer's club that she used to?
The writer's block, The writer's block is moving forward. My show is moving forward. We got new hosts for the writer's block, you know, but it's not going to be the same for me, of course, because when I look to my right, you know, I'm used to having my right hand there, but she'll still be there with me in spirit.
Wow, man. You know what, man? I'm used to her talking noise. I mean, not having her around talking noise on Wednesday night, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough.
Absolutely.
Man.
Absolutely. I'm going to agree with you 100% on that. Absolutely. You know, I raised her since 19 years old, and we are very much alike.
Wow.
So it's going to be hard. We fit like a glove.
But you know what, man? She would really be proud of her son, knowing that her son is now finally went off to college, man. She would be really proud of him.
Oh, yeah. She's proud of all the kids. She was proud of them tremendously. And you know, that's one of the things that's helped to sustain them through this is knowing that she loved them and was very proud of them. So, you know, we're going to be showing the funeral next week live on the air. And you'll get a chance to see all of the kids and see how amazing they are, man. So, like I said, man, thanks for having me on, Donnie. I love y'all. And this ain't the last time I'm calling in, man. I'm going to call in, man, because y'all family, like I said, man, and God bless y'all and God bless your listeners. And y'all keep tuning in to my man Donnie B's show.
We on live every night, Monday through Friday, from 8 to 10, which is 9 o'clock your time.
Okay, and I want to shout out Fly Tech, man. You know, we holding down the fort, And, you know, look for great things, man. We just revamped the site, so check the site out, svmixradio.com, svmixmedia.com, man. And it's all love, Donnie. Pleasure to meet you, Pastor. And I'm going to be looking for that music.
Okay, I want to say that that's what I want to tell you. Now, I'm a part of your family now. So you
absolutely.
Know, with me. And we're going to get you some music down there real quick, and we're going to be working. I look forward to working with you.
All right, that's what's up. With Donnie, I'm out, man. Y'all have a good show, all right?
Man, appreciate it, man.
All right,
Already.
Yes,
we're definitely doing it big right here, man. I tell you what, this is what it's all about, man. It's all about the community, man. That's one of the things that that we want to do. And like you were saying, like Mr. Nice Guy was saying, this is what it's all about, educating our community and letting our community know what's going on. Y'all going to start seeing, and to be honest with you, man, on this program, y'all really going to start seeing more news and more important topics on the program than y'all do music. Because I think that's going to be very important that we really set the form up for different important topics that's going on among us as African-American community and really focus on what's going on with that. We're going to go live to the phone lines. We got area code 770 live with us on 1093 up here in the gospel. Donnie B in the fam. Who is this?
Oh, this is Country Boy, man. What's up?
Okay, well, hey, we'll be coming to you. We'll be coming. I got the number that we'll be coming to you in a few more minutes. Don't go no, because you know you are a very special guest, man.
Oh, I appreciate it, man.
That's our boy right there, Country Boy. Gonna be coming up less than 4 minutes right here on 109.3. Our very special guest live on the hottest gospel station across the country right here. We're gonna go live to the phone lines. We got my boy Skip Flanagan in there, Houston, Texas. What's going down, man?
What's going on, Donnie B?
Hey, man.
How y'all doing?
Just having a good time, man. What about you, man?
All right. Oh, man, it's great, man. How you doing, Pastor?
Oh, everything's fine. Good to hear from you.
You as well, man. Want to send a shout-out to Nice Guy's family, man. That's kind of, you know, hard, man. You say he did, what, 3 films in 1 month? Whoa, man. That's
oh, man, he's been doing it. Actually, man, he's been doing more than 3 funerals, man. He's been doing a lot of different funerals, man. He's been running from funeral to funeral, man. Him and his wife have before she passed away, man. So it's been pretty tough on the whole entire family, man. So we got to keep the whole entire family in prayer, man. So it's really been tough for him.
Right. And I like what y'all was talking about when y'all was saying like the things that are affecting the black community. I actually talk about that in my book. I actually have a chapter in that called "To Be." And what it talks about, and it has a quote that says, "To be me under the terms and conditions of which it would take to be me is something a lot of people could not be," you know. And I really believe that, you know, those are the type of problems that a lot of the presidents should be trying to address. You know, I actually talk about that as well. You know, I think we get caught, the presidents get caught up into a lot of things, but when we look at the statistics of what's going on in life, you know, a lot of those things that are negative affect the black community, and I think those are things that we should be addressing. I think that's going to be powerful with you and what y'all are doing, because, you know, I've always said that the church has to initiate, you know, that movement. You know what I'm saying? The church has to be the cornerstone of solving all the moral problems that affect our communities, because the government definitely, you know, is not going to take that lead. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I believe that y'all are going to be doing some powerful stuff, man. I really do believe that.
We got some big plans, man. We already working on this program. Going to be not only that, but we're going to have it's going to be pretty crazy, man. Because we're going to have a controversial program going on where we have the different heated debates. About real important topics that's going on in the black community, man. We got to understand there's a lot of stuff going on in the black community. We got concerns about our youth. Me and the pastor was talking about that, man. Our youth are the number one thing that we need to be focusing on, man, because our youth is going down, man, and we gotta really start focusing on that. I think that's the key word that we got to start doing.
Right. And I believe that we have, I mean, even when you look at the latest scientists and the things that they've done, they haven't come up with anything, you know, any great cures within the last, say, 8 to 10 years. You know, we have a real big crisis going on, because we're going to lose almost about 3 to 4% of our population if something is not done quick, you know what I'm saying, to turn this thing around, you know, and I don't think that the leaders that we have in place, so-called, are really even paying attention to it at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I
tell you what, man, it's 8:30. We're going to go to a music break. We're going to come back with our special guest, and we're going to continue this conversation coming up at 9 o'clock. So coming up at 9 o'clock, y'all, tonight, we're going to do a special 30-minute program just on talking about what should we do in the black community. That's coming up at 9 o'clock, man. So we're going to focus on some important topics. We also got Facebook lit up. We're going to be, you know, having people call in from Facebook to give us important topics and give us important information that we need. You know, I just want to get comments from different people about different stuff that's going on. So we're gonna do that coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. We won't have any news tonight, so we don't have to worry about no news tonight. We'll start the news again on Monday because I think it's very important that we kind of talk about some very important topics tonight. So instead of doing the news, we'll start have the news on Monday. All right, y'all, man. Coming up next, we got a very special guest. Country Boy Live with us on 109.3 FM, the Gospel. Praise Break. Man, this is my favorite song. And coming up after Praise Break, y'all know who coming up? Country Boy Live with us on 109.3 FM, the Gospel. Johnny B and Friends in the Evening. We'll be right back.
Make a joyful noise.
Man, Pastor, are you getting the praise on?
You know.
And I know Skip getting his praise on. Hey, Skip, you getting your praise on?
Hey, it's a beautiful thing, man. It's a beautiful thing. We can listen to some good music, man, and feel good, and you just wipe all your problems away. That's beautiful.
Man, that's true. That is so true. I tell you what, everybody, it is definitely going down right here on 1093 up in the gospel. Right here on your number one programming right here, Dun & B and the Friends in the Evening Time. We got our very special guest live with us right now, and that was his song. Get your praise on, praise break. Right here live on 109.3 FM. Country Boys live with us right now. Welcome to the show, man. Welcome to Dun & B and Friends in the Evening. What's going down, Country Boy?
What's going on, Dun & B?
Hey, man, I heard about you, man. This is going to be your first official interview, man.
Oh, yes, it is.
hey, we real excited about having that, man. Hopefully it'll be a pleasant one for you. Welcome to the show, man. We definitely glad to have you on the program, man. And, you know, your song is blowing up, man. Your song is hot, man. What you think about that?
Man, I love it, man. First of all, I'm happy to be on the show. First of all, I appreciate you for having me. First of all, get that out of the way.
Already, man. And we definitely appreciate you for being on the program. Pastor V going crazy over this song. Tell him, Pastor.
I'm telling you, yeah, man. I'm telling you. You got me all stirred up every time I hear it.
Appreciate that, man. That's exactly what I'm trying to do.
We also got my boy Skip live with us, man, and Skip hosting with us also, man. And Skip said he doing the same thing, man. You getting your praise on over there too, ain't you, Skip?
Yeah, I was thinking that was some Kirk Franklin or something, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a pleasure being the president of the dude who did that song, man. Congratulations. That's some hot news, man.
I appreciate that, man.
That is, man. Man, definitely want, like I say, we definitely want to welcome you to the program tonight right here on Dun & B and Friends in the Evening, man. We got to talk about this, man. How did you get started? Let's talk about that, man. How did you, first of all, man, before we get into the question of the night, man, we got to ask you this, man. Kind of give my listeners and everybody a little bit of background information about you real quick, man.
Okay. Okay, what's up? What you need to know, Ted? Just ask.
Okay.
I got you.
Say, man, we want to know everything. The listeners want to know everything, man. You know, tell us a little bit about where you was raised from, man, where you from. You know, something
okay.
like that, man. Go ahead.
Okay, I was born and raised in Pine Mountain, Georgia. For those of y'all that don't know, that's Callaway Garden. It's a little small town, man, you know, and that's how I got my name, to be honest with you.
All right, wait, but you kind of going too fast on us, man. I already got that one already ready. You going too fast on us, man. But anyway, man, oh, man, okay, that's what's up, man. So first of all, man, let's talk about your music, man. What motivated you to want to get into music?
I've been loving music since a child, man. As far as I can remember, I always had a love for music. All times, I was raised in a church. So music is my life. So music just my everything, man, to be honest with you. I love music.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really, man. That's what's up. Pastor, I know you got something to say, Pastor. Go ahead, Pastor.
Yeah, he comes from an area of music, me and music makers, because I think, if I'm not mistaken, Ray Charles, James Brown, Otis Redding, and some guy was thinking of from down in there, Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, which city? Do you line up with any of those? No, not really. But you know, you're not from the same town or either one of those. I'm not from the same town, but it's nearby. I'm not that far away from either one of those. Oh, okay. And what's the name of your city?
My city is Refine. Country Boy Refine.
Okay.
I tell you what, man, that name, man, I am definitely loving that name, man. How did you get that name? You know you got to tell us how did you get the name, man.
The name came from my life. My life has been refined. It's been made over again.
Uh-huh.
Country Boy, he was refined. Mm-hmm. Made me to a new creature, what I am today.
All right.
Wow, man, that's amazing. Skip, man, Skip, I'm letting my boy Skip say something, man. Skip, go ahead on, man.
I was just gonna ask him, you know, did you try any other music other than gospel? Was gospel your first choice of music?
To be honest, no. I tried the other just being real, I tried the other type of music, and to be honest, it wasn't me, man. Me being raised in a church, nothing didn't pop off right until I got with God, like I know to do. That's when things start moving.
Uh-huh.
It was just God let me know. Without him, I can't do nothing.
Amen. Amen.
That's so true, man. Donnie, let me tell you something. When I started out, let me tell you a little secret. When I first started out playing the guitar, you know what I started out playing?
What's that?
Jimmy Reed.
Jimmy Reed?
Jimmy Reed. And then it's about the first song you ever put out. And then after I learned that, I told my mother, I said, I can't play. I said, just keep playing the same thing over and over. She said, keep on doing it. You learn something else. So we all started out over there. And then, you know, being born a minister, you know, he was in me already to be, been instilled already to be a minister. But it just comes out sometimes quite early and sometimes quite late. But then whatever God calls you to do, if you will accept it, man, you're going to do it.
Yeah, exactly. And God had the time when he wants you to be there.
Yeah.
Wow, mm-hmm. Man. That is definitely amazing, man. I definitely got to ask you this, man. What impact do you want your music to have on, especially on the Christian hip-hop community? Let's talk about that real quick.
Oh, positive. Most definitely positive. But mm-hmm. I wanted to impact lives of people whenever they hear my CD. It's, when you listen to it, it's not about the beat. It's not about the bling, the head bobbing. It's, I'm trying to convey a message through a relevant form.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's what's up, man. Now, also, man, I got to ask you this, man. What makes your sound unique? What's different about your sound, man? I got to ask you that, man.
I have a very raspy voice, first of all. So when you hear me on the radio or you hear my CD, you'll think I'm a big guy, like a 6'2" uh-huh. something, but in actuality, I'm only 5'7" and 160, but at the end of the day, I want you to hear God in my voice. That's exactly what I want you to hear.
Mm-hmm. Hey, amen. I know that's right, man. Man,
you're right.
You make a good point, man. What advice would you give to any up and coming Christian artists out there that's trying to get into this music or thinking about getting into it, but just don't know how to go by getting into it, man? What advice would you give to them?
The advice that I would give them is to, in doing this type of music, like hip-hop, Christian hip-hop, you're mm-hmm. not always going to have people that going to be on it. I'm saying you're going to have some people that's against it because they don't think that that's the right kind of Christian music that you should do. But at the end of the day, I think of it as positive. Like, if God using you to do your music, as long as it's for God, at the end of the day, hey, you got to make yourself happy. Something I was always told, that if I'm living to make you happy, I'm not living my life for me. I'm living my life for you. So
right.
Be happy with what you're doing. Stay prayed up. Stay prayed
Woo!
Up. Keep God. Keep God in your life. I mean, without God, nothing is possible. So, I mean, stay prayed up and pray and ask God ask God to order your steps, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If God orders your steps, you can't go wrong. I mean, you're going to have people to talk about you anyway. So,
as long
as God is in it, you're going to be all right.
Man, I got to ask you this, man. How did you feel especially performing in front of a big crowd on your first time? How did that make you feel?
It was an awesome feeling, man. I mean, to see people responding to my material, it was an awesome feeling, man. I mean, to actually see people moving to my material, singing it, it was awesome, man. I mean, nothing I would change, man. I love it.
Wow, man. So do you get a big kick out of, man, performing in front of a big crowd? You get a big kick out of it?
I love it. If I can reach one person through my music, hey, I did something.
I think I would be kind of, me personally, I think I would be kind of nervous. Like, whoa, look at all these people.
I've been asked that question plenty of times, but I never get nervous. I don't know why. I never get nervous.
Wow. Go ahead, Skip. I know you got something to say, Skip.
Also,
your mother.
How many tracks do you have on the album? It's 12. It's 12 tracks.
I got 12 tracks. And then if you listen a little longer, I got a bonus track for you.
Okay.
So 12/13. But if you're patient enough to get to the last song, I got something extra for you.
You know, like
you buy a box of cereal, got the fries in it. I got a fries in it.
Yes, sir. You know, because when I produce music too, and what was your method of production as far as the song? How did you come up with your songs and you know stuff like that? Did you just like get in the mood tonight? Right, you just thought about the, you know, I mean, part. Like when you think, because when I'm thinking about the title, you know, what was you said it was a Country Boy Refined, I think you said.
Yeah, basically that whole title, the album name, I got with my team, and it's my life. I've been refined. I've been made over something new. You know, like you take gold and refine it and make it something else. And that's exactly what God did in my life. I mean, I was raised in the church.
Mm-hmm.
I strayed away, but thankful enough, God let me come back. He refined my life. He made me over to something new, made me to a better person. And this album speaks on my life. Everything I went through, if you see the album, the title is my life. Everything I went through, I put it on pen and paper and put it on music for y'all.
Right. What's the name of some of the songs on the album?
I have one is Save Me. I have Pain and Tears. That Save Me is talking about, I'm asking God to save me. Save me, God, for all this. Save me from the world. Let me go down a list. I have my intro first of all, and then I have a song called Slap. But Slap means something like a prayer. It's my prayer. It's the way that I pray to God. But the reason I named it Slap is so it makes you look at it. Then I have Save Me. That is basically saying I'm asking God to save me from this evil world, which I gotta live in. But I'm just asking that He save me from it. Then I have Pain and Tears. That Pain and Tears, that song, it reaches a lot of people. It talks about how God helped you through different situations, through the pain, through the tears, through death and everything. How at the end of the day, you need God. God is always there. Then I have haters. You know, we all got haters.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You doing good, they going to hate you. I don't care how high they going to hate you. And
yeah,
then I have a song called Temptation. Who don't know about Temptation?
Woo!
Everybody has Temptation.
And after
Temptation, I made up my mind what I'm gonna do. After made up my mind, it's time to crank it up. I crank it up, that's the time to give God that praise break.
Amen. That's what I'm talking about, man. You know what, man? I definitely gotta ask you this, man. What message do you hope fans get from your music? Let's talk about that.
What I want to get my music, just when they done with the whole album, when they got to track 12 and a bonus track, I can't put it no other way but God is. That's exactly what I want you to get. If God is, He can be your friend. God is your provider. God is your mate. Whatever you need God to be, God is that. That's exactly what I
want to
portray on this album.
Uh-huh. Wow, man, that's what's up, man. Woo, that's a blessing, man.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there that's listening to us, man, I hope you guys are getting something out of this, man. I got to ask you this, man, what's going on with your next project? Let's talk about your next project and what do you want to happen with this next project and what's going to be different about this project you got coming up.
Well, right now, I'm pushing this album 100%, 110%. Pushing this one. Before I take that step, I want to make sure I made every step to push this album. I want you to hear this album first before I even get on that right now. But, I mean, it's coming, but I'm pushing this album 110%.
Man, that's what's gonna be. Y'all hear it first right here, man. How did you meet your booking manager?
To my team, man. What can I say about Cutthroat Productions, man?
He's one of the hardest. I'll tell you what, man. He's one of the hardest working. I hope he listened to it too. He's one of the hardest working brothers, man, for real. He's really working hard helping you to push the music, man, and that's what it's all about.
Man, I ain't going to lie. This dude is awesome, man.
Yeah.
This dude is awesome. I can't say enough about him, man.
That's great.
That's what's up, man.
That's great.
We're looking for some more music from you, too, man. Praise Break, man. Let's talk about that real quick before we let you go. Praise Break, man. How did you come up with the name Praise Break, man? Who produced it? Give us a scoop on it.
Oh, the production, Cuzzo Productions, man. I mean, the guys are awesome, man. I mean, I love them. I'm going to tell you something about that track, man. From the originally, I did not want to do that track.
Why?
When they gave me the beat, I was like, "No, this is not me, man. It's not me." But I mean, we fought over that track for at least a month. But at the end of the day, my production team awesome, man. They know exactly what they're doing.
I
had to learn to listen.
I gotta ask you this, man. Did you know that song was gonna get a buzz like it got? You didn't know what to expect from it with that song.
I didn't know it was gonna do like that, to be honest with you. And then when they said they wanted to be my single, I was like, ain't no way. But yeah, God is. What can I say? But God is.
When you performing that song in churches, man, what kind of response? What kind of reaction do you get when you're performing that song in church? Let's talk about that real quick.
People go crazy, man. And that song, the reason I like that song in particular, because it's one of my songs that I have that I can actually involve my audience. I actually walk up to them and interact with them. So that's why I love that song so much. And if you ever see me perform that song, I will get my praise break on. It's one of those tracks that when you hear it, you can't help but move.
Wow, man. That is amazing, man. I tell you what, when I first heard it, I was like, whoa. First, I had to listen to it twice before I made my decision if I was going to play it or not. And I started listening to it, and I'm like, whoa, I can get into this. And then I let my little boy, I got a 6-year-old, I let him listen to it. Started jamming, bumping his head to it. I'm like, okay, I know this song right here's got to be a hot song. Cause my son, he's one of them piggy type. If it don't move him, I know it's sometimes it's not a good song. If the kids they ain't moving to it, you know you better take that song somewhere else, man.
Oh,
but if your kids start moving to it and they start bumping to it like my son do, and the son get mad too, but I be playing that song, my son get mad if I stop the song. No, daddy, stop! Don't do that. That's how I know the song is hot, man. But congratulations,
I appreciate it, man.
To everything that you're doing, man, and keep up the good work, man. But I got to ask you this, man, especially what you're doing, Christian hip-hop. Now, we know that a lot of churches don't really agree on hip-hop. It don't matter if it's Christian hip-hop or what. So how are you able to maintain doing Christian hip-hop? Do you ever get to the point where people in churches don't want you performing that, man? Because I was wondering about that. Do you ever get people saying, no, I don't want you performing no type of Christian hip-hop in my church?
Yeah, it happens, but I think that's part of the journey anyway. I mean, you're going to have people to knock you down, and not just saying Christians are going to knock you down, but it's just that this is a new movement, the way I see it. It's a movement because, like I said, you start out with the Shirley Caesars, then you start out with the whining, then you have the commissions, then you got the Canton Jones, and then you got the hip-hop. It's just a movement that, and I often tell people, if you get past the fact that it's hip-hop and you listen to the words,
right?
Just listen to the words and don't listen, the beat, I know you're going to hear it, but listen to the words that I'm saying. Above anything, listen to the words.
Man, you really make a good point, man, because to be honest with you, man, when I first got into this music business, and at that time, I was just doing regular hip-hop, and then all of a sudden, man, I wasn't even paying no attention to the music, to the words. I was paying attention to the beat, and then I started realizing, wait a minute, I may be paying attention to the wrong type of beat. So what I had to start doing, man, I had to start kind of just listening to the words. So now I tell every young person that listen to the radio show, I always listen to the words, especially in the gospel secular world, in the gospel world, man. We gotta listen to what the real message is all about. What is it? What's really going on in our society? And man, because even the gospel hip hop artists, man, they've been through a lot. So you listen to their story through the music, and you will know what's going on, man. They keep it 100 with you, man. And that's what I like about you, man. In your music, you're doing the same thing, and that's what it's all about. And that's what you call a real artist. I tell a person that all the time. That's what you call a real artist. So that's a form of art. No matter if it's gospel, if it's hip hop, if it's this. Everything you do is a form of art, and that's what you're doing, man. But anyway, man, you got any booking information? If anybody want to book you for an event, people listening to it, they say, hey, you know what? I want you to come out and perform. How can they get in contact with the booking management?
Yeah, Cuzzo Production. You go on there, look up Cuzzo Production, you'll find them. You can follow me on Facebook. So, I mean, Cuzzo Production, basically. You go there, you'll find me. Facebook me at Country Boy. That's CountryBoi. I spell it different.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
Y'all, man, already, man. I tell you what, y'all hear the first right here on 109, man. Again, we definitely want to thank you, man. Hopefully, man, even though this is your first interview, man, hopefully this won't be your last interview, man.
Oh, it won't, man. I'm going to tell you like this. I so appreciate you having me, man. I pray y'all be blessed on that side, man. Y'all pray for me and I pray for you. I thank you so much.
All right, y'all hear the first right here. Praise Break live on the hottest gospel hip hop show, man. And again, we definitely want to thank you, man, for coming and calling into the program, giving us the inside scoop. For more information, y'all make sure that y'all check out the website, Facebook. They can Facebook what, Country Boy?
Yeah, Facebook me at Country Boy.
Okay, y'all hear the first right here, 109.3 FM, man. We definitely doing it real big. And we're being broadcast on 88.1 The Beat FM in Charleston, West Virginia, man. What y'all think about that?
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Beautiful
man,
thing.
Appreciate
it, man. That's what it's all about, y'all. And we got some more music coming. I got to say a big shout-out to my mother, Mary Ballard, listening to us. Minister Ballard, she's listening to us right now on the radio.
Hello, Mother Ballard.
Yeah, and she loves Minister Jimmy's music. So we're gonna play "Going to Heaven" by Minister Jimmy right here on 109.3. So man, I want you to tell that story, man. I love when you tell that story about the song that we about to play, man.
Now, when I started working on this song, it was during the time that my mother passed, and I was hurt so bad that I just didn't know what to do, and I began talking with the Lord about it, and what can I do? Is she gone? Am I going? You get disturbed, you get sidetracked and everything when you lose your mother, and the Lord told me, said, I'll tell you what, if you stay right and your mother was right, you'll see her again. You can be with all you want in heaven. You know, I was done very bad at the funeral and different things like that. But I mean, I didn't even get to have words, and it was on a bad day. But I tell you, anybody out there, if you got a mother, if you can call her, if she's too far away, if she's close, put your arms around her, tell your mother that you love her. Every chance.
Tell your mother.
Because you don't have but one. One chance.
Right. That's right.
And I want to say to your mother, Danny, hello, mother. When I get to heaven,
hey,
that's what
man.
I'm gonna tell my mother. I made it over.
I know that's right.
Hello,
going, I
made it over.
Going to heaven,
and,
y'all.
And I said, I'm going to heaven.
Yeah, man, I love this song. Let's check out the song right here, 109.3 FM in the gospel. We're gonna be right back. We want to call in, kick a shout out, represent your church. It's church this weekend, man. What church y'all gonna be going to this weekend? Y'all call in and talk to Donny B's friends in the evening. And when we come back, we're going to tell y'all about that free turkey giveaway that's going on this coming up Monday. Matter of fact, Pastor said he's going to be out there. He's going to be hanging out there. And Sister Deborah said she's going to be going out there. And a couple more people going to be going. And we're going to talk about presentation readings to give, man. It's free. It's pre-Friday weekend coming up tomorrow. We're going to tell y'all more details about that coming up in a few minutes. 1093 FM, Donnie B and Friends in the evening, going to heaven. You got to check it out first. Y'all know she got the what they call it, pre-black Friday going on tomorrow. Tomorrow's the big day, Saturday and Sunday. She's live with us by phone right now. Good evening, Miss Donna. Welcome to the show this beautiful Friday night. What's going on with you, Miss Donna?
Thank you. Praise the Lord. It's good to be back. I just called to remind everybody of the pre-Black Friday sale that's going on tomorrow and Sunday only at facebook.com/presentationgifts. I'm having a 15% off sale. And then for everybody who is listening, an additional 10% off of the 15%. So you have a chance to save up to 25% on anything in the store. And in the store, we have everything from anointing oils to gift baskets to candles and home decor, jewelry, you name it. There's something there for everybody, anybody and everybody. So here's an opportunity to get in on the good sales before Black Friday comes.
Amen. Do y'all sell cologne, perfume? Y'all sell that kind of stuff too?
Yes. So come on.
Tell me. Hey, Skip, man, this is your opportunity, man, to go ahead on and go online and check that out, man, and buy for your wife, man. What you think about that, Skip?
Yeah, I have a brand new little female that kind of like me, man. I'm going to have to go find her something nice, man, try and impress her. I might win her.
I can find something for you. But there is one catch to it, to getting that additional 10% off. There's a catch. There's a coupon code. Now, not everybody is privileged to this coupon code, just the Donnie B listeners. The coupon code that you need to put in at the checkout is Donnie B, D-O-N-N-Y, capital B. That's the code that you use at the checkout to get your additional 10% off. Now, when I was on Wednesday night, I neglected to mention one other thing as well. I guess I was too on a high or just excited, but you also need a PayPal account because we only go through PayPal. And if you don't have one, I suggest getting one. It is free. It doesn't cost you anything for PayPal. It is free. And PayPal is a very, very secure payment system where you don't have to go and enter your bank information for everything that you purchase online. So it's a security thing too. So PayPal is really good. If you don't have one, I do suggest you sign up for it. It only takes about 5 minutes. That's all there is to it.
I can see Pastor Prince is trying to give a prayer for that right now. Pastor Prince, man, I know you're gonna be going shopping on that this weekend.
Yes, I got my mind on it right now. And when I send my information through, I want you to give me hers again.
All right, then. That'll work. Also, real quick, give out the business phone number for more information for those who are listening by either phone or listening to it by internet.
My phone number is area code 817-841-9418. That is my phone number. You can call me, leave a message, or however you want to do it, we can do it, and I'll get back with you as soon as I possibly can.
All right, so y'all hear the first.
I look forward to seeing everybody there. I look forward to hearing from everybody.
Y'all hear the first right here on the Dunn. And see, this is what we want people to do. If you got something to promote, call into this program and promote. If you got a church event going on, call us and let the listeners know. We got a lot of listeners tuning in. And not only that, we got a lot of listeners that go back and listen to the archives. So if just anybody out there that got some information, they want to call in and tell us about, man, tell us what's going on with the church. Tell us what's going on with the community. And because we definitely want to hear about that. We're going live to Dallas, Texas. We got someone from Dallas, Texas, calling in live on the radio. Yo, you live on the radio. Who is this? 214, you live on the radio.
Hey, Donnie, it's me. Hey, for.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to the show. What's going on with you?
I just called to tell y'all need to go out to Seagoville, Texas, and see Mr. Lance. He can get you in a car. It doesn't matter credit, no driver's license. He can get you in a car for $500 down.
Wow, y'all hear that? If y'all looking to get a car, you can get a car for $500 down. You don't have now. Real quick, do they have to have their driver's license? Let's talk about that real quick.
You do not have to have a driver's license.
Okay.
But I mean, I'm not telling anybody not to have a driver's license. I'm just saying, like, certain predicaments people are in. But
okay,
so then
what you're saying is you don't have to have a driver's license. You encourage people to get a driver's license, but what's pretty much what you're saying is $500 down. That's all they got to pay.
$500 down will get you in a car.
Any kind of car.
No, not any kind. It'll tell.
Okay.
You know, after they see where you at, and then he'll give you a list. You know, they won't just try to put you in. He won't just try to put you in one certain kind of car. He'll give you a list, and like he had gave me a list of like 15 different cars.
Why?
That I can pick from, and then they got a wide variety. They got everything from Hummers to Kia.
Wow.
Man,
Skip, are you looking at that?
Yes, Sam, I got $500 now.
I made a couple of dollars make that trip.
Now,
yeah,
I'm not lying. When I went, I was like, man, you know. And then I started just praying. I was like, God, you know what? If it's in your will for me to get this, then I'm gonna get it. And then after I got it, you know, I just started praising God. I started listening to Juanita Bynum, and I came home, and I am, you know, I'm not going to lie, I'm excited. Because, you know, it's like ever since I've been out of prison, everything I get, I have to fight extra hard for it. And so any little thing that I get, you know, I don't want to be boastful and brag, but yeah, people just don't know how good God been. I mean, He has been so good to me. I did not have no money. I think I had like $90 to my name today.
Wow.
And he blessed me. Somebody blessed me with a down payment, you know, and everything. So I don't want to like brag to the people I know, but I just want to tell people that I don't know just how good God is. And if you just trust him, pay your tithe, treat people right, and your heart be pure, and God know that your heart is good, he'll bless you abundantly in so many ways.
Tell
it.
Tell it.
Yes, indeed. Yes, ma'am.
I ain't got nothing else to say on that one, because you tell everything you're saying, you are so right about that. You are so right about that. That's keeping it real right there. Go ahead.
Now, I said one of these days, after I finish this book, I'm going to write a book about paying your tithes. Because people think it's a joke, and they wonder why they don't prosper, and why they just stuck in one place, and why they struggle. Man, I'm telling you, as a Christian, we will suffer. We're going to face trials and tribulations. But when you start paying those tithes, it might not be in money. You might not get blessed in money, but you might get blessed in your health. Your kids might get blessed. Anything. You could get a new job. But I'm telling you, if you just give God what is his, he will bless you. I'm telling you. Man, I can't keep stressing it to people. Anybody that is listening, don't wait till you done spent your whole check and get in church on Sunday morning and like, all I got is $10. Let me give God a little bit of this. When you get that check, the first thing you need to do is say, thank you, God, and here is what I owe you. Because without God, you would have never had that job.
But you know what? You know what? You make a good point, and that's something that we definitely need to talk about on the program. Maybe make a special program just for that, man, because a lot of people, they want to tie, but a lot of people just don't know how to tie. So maybe that's going to be something that we can talk about and have people call in and give their views on it, and you can be one of the guests to call into the program and talk about that. Because I think people need to know how to tie. Some people just don't know how to tie and don't know what type of blessing that they can get.
You're right.
That's something we can talk about. Bring up.
Hey, Donnie. You know,
yes,
in time, there's a respectful way to time because God said he wants first fruit. So when you cash your check, you take your tithes off the top right then and put it away.
You're right. You're right, sir. I'm telling you, don't wait. Don't wait till you get down to your last.
Right.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. You're right. Yeah, y'all make a good point when y'all say that, man. I tell you what, I'm excited, man. Some big things are getting ready to take place, y'all. It's just a blessing to see how everything going. We got some big things coming up within the next week or so. So I got to ask you this real quick, April. You ready for Thanksgiving?
You know what? I'm trying to figure out where I'm going to go feed the homeless at. Being locked up 10 years, I don't celebrate holidays because I live so long without having them. So I'm going to take my son, he's 14, and my brother. I'm going to try to get as many of my family members as I can. We just going to go feed the homeless.
Hey, man.
Now y'all hear that. Now, that's real talk right there. Speaking of homeless, this coming up Monday, Pastor Peter, you want to talk about it, man? This coming up Monday, the funeral home, Johnson Family Mortuary, man, is going to be giving away 100 free turkeys to the first 100 people, and this is going to be taking place this coming up Monday from 8 to 5. For more information, you can get them a call at area code 817-496-20. That's 817-496-8946, and this is located at 1051 South Henley Drive, zip code 76112. If y'all want to come on out there, he wants all the listeners to come on out there. The first 100 people that come out there will get a free turkey giveaway. And not only that, he said dressing. Woo! So I think I'm going to go out there and you know what I think I'm going to do, y'all? I think I'm going to go out there and get all 100 turkey and just be kind of selfish. Be kind of selfish and just eat it all up myself.
I'm going to be right there with you. I'll be with you.
I think that'll be nice. But on the serious side, if y'all want to go out there, for those who are, you know, who are looking to give back, maybe you don't have a turkey to give, man. Maybe you have maybe you want to go get an extra turkey and give that to a family that really need it. Y'all need to come on out there. It don't necessarily have to be for you. It can be for somebody else. So y'all go out there and get that turkey and give it to a family. Give it to a family that really needs it. That family that's not going to have a turkey, man, for real. You know, there's going to be somebody out there that's going to be left out, that's not going to be having a turkey, man. What better way to give back? So if you want the first 100 and you really don't need a turkey, just give it to a family that really needs a turkey that's not going to have a Thanksgiving dinner. And again, for more information, y'all give the twins a call at area code 817-496-8946. And it's a free turkey giveaway between the hours of 8 and 5. So y'all make sure y'all be the first 100 person to go down there.
Where is this at?
Say that again.
Where is this at?
This is going to be in Fort Worth, Texas at 1051 South Henley Drive.
Oh, okay.
In Fort Worth. So I think that's going to be something really good for a lot of people out there that wants to do something for the community that want to give back, and I think that'd be a good way. We got a lot of stuff coming up this Monday. We're going to have Skylife Entertainment live with us this Monday, and they're doing some big things in the community too, where they're going to be doing a can drive. They're going to be doing a thing for HIV. So they will be live on our program this coming up Monday. I'm trying to get more community programming on the show so we can kind of talk about some important things that's going on in our black community. Now, Skip, real quick, man, before the break, man, we was talking about high blood pressure. We was talking about AIDS in the black community, and we started talking about different stuff, man. So real quick, let's talk about your book real quick.
Yep. Well, my book is, the name of my book is Your Only Choice is to Become Rich, and what it talks about is basically some of the stuff that the female just got through talking about and how difficult it is to get back in the loop once you've been disenfranchised
by a lot of legislation, a lot of things that are going on in life. And what it talks about is how you have to redirect your life and base it on God and just be real positive, but at the same time being real with yourself and knowing that you got bigger hurdles to go over than everybody else. You know, a lot of people don't understand when you go out and you make a mistake how hard it is to get back on track after making a mistake.
Right.
You know, not being able to get an apartment, not being able to do a whole lot of stuff, getting a ticket and getting surcharges. And there's so much stuff that creates a situation where you don't even have a driver's license. People don't even know. A lot of people don't even have a driver's license because of some simple stuff. You know, and that makes it harder. You can't get jobs. You can't cash checks. You can't do a lot of different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But what I try and do with the book is I try to create a whole new mindset where people try to become entrepreneurs. You know, entrepreneurs are usually rich. So, you know, even when somebody closes the door on you and tell you they don't want to hire you, they don't want to do something for you, you can actually do whatever what you want on your own and create your own wealth. And that's basically what my book deals with, creating your own wealth.
I need to get that book.
It's called Your Only Thoughts to Become Rich. It's on Amazon.com under Skip Flanagan.
Under Skip what?
Skip Flanagan. If you don't have no money, I'll send it to you free, signed, if you don't have no money.
A donation.
Yes, ma'am. I will do it.
Wow.
Man, you are so right. People just do not understand. Like,
nah,
and you know what? I was going this morning to go get my driver's license, but I went on to the car dealership, so I'm going to go Monday and get them. But the reason I don't have my driver's license is because when I got caught with drugs, I was in a car. So they suspended my driver's license. And,
right.
You know, even after I got out of prison, they made it so hard. I had to pay all this money. Who got all this money to pay? So finally be able to just get all the stuff listed so I could go get a driver's license.
Right. You got to pay surcharges and all kind of fines and fees. Man, it's really almost impossible to get your driver's license, man, nowadays. And what a lot of people don't understand that the legislation is basically money-driven because it makes it where they can pull over people anytime they get ready, you know, and increase the population in jail, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, those are the things that a lot of people don't understand, but a lot of people sit back and allow it to happen, but it's happening to a lot of people, you know, and it disenfranchises a lot of people, and it makes it where the families can't get together because if you don't have a driver's license, how is your husband supposed to get to work? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You have a lot of guys that don't have driving licenses that are going through stuff that is basically just quitting. You know, and with a lot of people, if you give them the option of going to jail and sitting in those nice jails when you got all these nice things going on in jail versus getting out here paying a whole light bill, paying child support, paying surcharges. You know, man, that's depressing, man, when you have all that sitting right in front of you when you can go use jail as an excuse and you can just lay down. But, you know, I'm not a quitter, never have been, so, you know, I keep fighting. You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you this, man. I got to ask you this, man. Do you think that could be a letdown for us as African Americans?
It's really not just that. It's a lot of other things. See, you have to look at, like, go back to what you first asked me. You know, what about the high blood pressure? What about HIV in the neighborhood? Okay, imagine a guy that got all those problems, and he got HIV. You know, he's looking at a hopeless situation. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, you got to look at those guys that rather go sell drugs versus even trying to live. See, when you talk about living a lifestyle in the United States of America, everything is based on credit. You know, your driver license is on long-term success, you know, gradual success with credit, paying on a credit card versus going paying for a flat-screen TV to hold money. You know, you go through the credit system, you can go say, I can charge this, and you can pay $15, $20 a month on that. But when you put in a situation where you got to pay for everything cash, you know what I'm saying, you got if a car costs $6,000, you don't have credit, you got to pay the whole $6,000. But how can you do that when your job is only paying you $300 a week? You see what I'm saying? So, you know, when you put in a situation where you got to engage in sin and compromise God or, you know what I'm saying, worship God, when you went on the other side where good is not being rewarded, you know what I'm saying, you know, that's a bad situation. A lot of kids are so young, you know, and don't believe in God. That's why it's important to believe in God, like the female was saying. Like, I understood exactly what she was saying. You know what I'm saying? How those blessings come, and nobody understands how those blessings come through the grace of God, through you believing in God. You know, I take God real serious. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
You know, I know what he does, but a lot of kids don't. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's a problem for real.
Wow, man.
You know what? You right about that. I had my cousin, my blood cousin. She told me one day, you know, I had thought I gave my life to God. This was about 3 months ago. And I gave my life to God on my kitchen floor. So I got on my knees and cried out to God. So, you know, I was just real excited about it. And she was like, well, it ain't no God. It, you know, start going in all that. Well, you come from a being, and I have a God, and that's just, man, religion and all this other stuff. And then I said, you know what? Well, I was talking about prove it for God. I said, every day that I wake up and I'm in my right mind, that's all. See, I don't have to have no physical proof that it's a God, because I know what I feel, and I know I've experienced the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
So you can't tell me that there is not a God.
Yeah.
I don't have to see. I don't even have to look in the Bible and see that Jesus ever walked this earth, even though it's a proven fact. But she said, my MF God. And
wow.
You know what? To
like
this day.
I have to run from a person like that.
And let me tell you something. That's my cousin. But after she said that, I mean, you curse my God. You curse the man that without him, I wouldn't be nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And for that, I just can't have nothing to do. But I can pray for her and pray for her every day.
Hey,
that she find God and she asks him for forgiveness. Because you don't want to see your family member go to hell.
Oh, no, you don't. No,
see, the thing is, we talked about it yesterday, and right now you have to be careful. You know, that's why it's hard for me. I actually took off from radio for a minute because, you know, right now everybody's looking at Barack all popular, looking at all the pictures of the beautiful family, you know, and all that stuff, and they're not paying attention to how the DNC didn't want God in the convention, how they're promoting all these things that are anti-God. You know what I'm saying? But in the Bible, it talks about exactly what you were talking about, how they actually questioned Jesus about God. You know, why should we believe in God? And they made them want to show them some miracles. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, everything that you're going through, you're actually walking in the footsteps of God right now. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, don't let the devil win that conversation. You know what I'm saying? Rebuke that devil.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, every day you're either dealing with somebody that's presently engaging in sin or somebody that's saved from sin. You know what I'm saying? You've been saved from sin. You know, they still in the darkness. You're in the light. So you just got to continue to let your light shine. You know, then once your light starts shining, you know what I'm saying, everything's going to be all right. It's just like a lie. A lie only has a short duration. You understand what I'm saying? But the truth lasts forever. You know what I'm saying? So the thing is with you, is see, they will never see your success. You understand what I'm saying? So don't even think they will ever see your success, because you living for God. So your blessing's gonna come later on. They looking for a blessing right now, so they might get a little blessing right now. But
and you know what?
See you.
You're gonna be a preacher.
That's why I didn't even tell nobody I got a new car today. Because you know what? I told a family member I got a car today. They didn't say, I'm so proud of you. They didn't say, you done came a long way. You know what they told me? Ooh, ain't that too big for you? Ain't that a lot of gas? And I say, you know what, God, please don't allow me to be bitter and angry.
Do you know what that is, though? That's not telling you. Jesus, the problem. Let me explain to y'all. Let me explain to y'all what's going on. We are angry at the wrong people. I don't know if y'all know where I'm going with this. This is what I've been learning. We are angry at the wrong people. And I'm going to tell you who we are angry at. When you look at a person, don't look at that person. You got, it's deeper than that person. You got to look on the inside of what's inside of this person. This person that's, it's not flesh and blood we dealing with. We dealing with this evil spirit that's in this person.
That's right.
We thinking that
it's our cousin, it's our sister, it's our brother, but it's deeper than that. It's not even the person,
right.
It's what's inside the person. And
right.
If we can understand what's going on, the problem is bigger than what we think.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me?
The
can I say something?
Go ahead.
I want to say something. I was listening to the young lady talking. Now, you know, the Bible say your enemy is of your own household. And
yep.
You send it with friends, family members, and that's where your trouble is. It ain't out there with people out there in the world that don't know you. Them right up on you, them the ones going to give you a whole lot of trouble. So don't worry about changing them, and don't worry about what they think about you. God said you stay with the Lord because the pureness in you will bring them to be pure. The word of God will either draw you or drive you. And the only way you can get to God is through by the Son, and the Son is the Word of God. So they got to study the Word to know God. No man coming to the Father except through by me.
My mama talk about that all the time, and saying that these people are foolish if they think that you going. Because my mom was preaching one day about that on the radio, and she, when she was preaching, I had to think about that. She was right about that, though, man. You know, everybody thinking that they can get to God, but there's only one way you're going to get to God. You got to go to Jesus Christ before you get to God.
That's right.
And a lot of people don't understand it. You got to do that.
That's right. And your answer is in the book. Whatever you want to know, the answer is in the book. You don't have to explain to them. Tell them it's in the book. See, the best thing you tell a person out there, when I tell them, I say, hey, don't try to make me look foolish and then say, well, you ain't Mr. Know-It-All, huh? They try to make you look better. I said, come go to church with me. I can't preach to you. You got to come go to church with me.
Mm-hmm.
Let your light shine, baby girl. Let your light shine. That's all.
Like I was talking to Prophet Wendy today, and she was telling me today, and she said, you know what, that means? She said, what you got to do is you got to show them that word. If they don't believe you, you know what? You tell them, this ain't me saying. I'm not saying this. This is what the word is saying, and you got to point right to it. You got to point right to it, and you got to let them know this is what he said. And when you start doing that, people are going to be like, oh, they're going to be looking at you crazy. But that's what you have to do. You know, some people ain't going to believe. People are going to be like, oh, yeah, you're just saying that. No, the Bible says it. Look at that. Have the Bible ever lied? No, the Bible don't lie. So you have to, that's what you have to do. You have to look at what's in the Word, what the Word is saying. You can destroy that Bible all you want, but the Word's going to always stand forever.
I picked one side or the other, and one side, when I was 17, sent me to jail. Then I turned around and I chose God, and I ain't been in jail since.
Exactly.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
I bought a home when I was 21, paid it off when I was 36, rebuilt when I was 42, and everything. I'm just bragging on God. I'm kind of like Paul. See, if they want to brag, let me brag. But God did put everything in it, and didn't cost me nothing.
You know what? We're going to brag. That's the man to brag on.
That's him.
That's
the
man to brag on.
See? And if she stand on your own two, tell that lady, if she stand on her own two feet, sometimes you got to be alone, walk alone. See, people will keep you down. But the way you're going, look like you headed for something. You've been out
man,
and they going to see to it that you don't.
Yeah, the same people going to come back to you, too. The same people that they're going to come back.
They're going to want to know you paid that $500 that, you know, that's going to lead them to it. You know what I'm saying?
They pure.
They're going to say, where's that blessing
come
from?
Y'all got a nice truck, too.
Say that again.
I said, I got a nice truck, too. I didn't even get a car for $500. I got a 2004 GMC.
Yeah, she's going to start believing in God in a minute. She's going to believe in a minute. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's all you got to do is keep walking in that direction. She's going to start believing because, you know, they're impressed by the material. So 2004 looking good, you know. You know, but a lot of, you know, people don't understand, you know, even you're going to, you know, everybody's not a Christian. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's not a saint. Everybody's not a carpenter, lawyer. The only way that you can tell what a person is about what a person does. If he wins some cases, he's a good lawyer. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If he's a good Christian, you're going to be able to know. You don't have to say a word. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So in the Bible, it talks about, you know, how a lot of people are going to be come to you. They're going to play like they're Christ. They're going to play like they're great. But until you see their works, you're not gonna know who they are or what they are.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
You're
but right. I believe in my heart that you're a Christian. You know what I'm saying? I love your testimony. You know what I'm saying? I love the way you get that testimony. You know, you have proof. You know, you have proof for God. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's not for you to join their team. It's for them to join your team. So you can
right.
move.
Amen.
All right, y'all, man. I tell you what, we're going to take a quick station break. We'll be right back right here on the all-new Dunby Radio.
The competition has taken notice.
Oh, my God.
Good luck keeping up with us, amateurs.
It's on the inside that I can't keep to myself. A holler stirring up from the depths of my soul. So excuse me if I seem a little giddy or maybe even strange, but pray.
Maybe even try.
of going through. Remember that God only wants a chance for you to.
Come on, clap your hands like this. Come on, clap your hands like this. Come on, clap your hands like this. Come on. Hey, yo, what's up, this Detroit song, Jordan, man. And every morning I wake up from 7 to 10, I'm listening to 109.3 FM, the gospel, with my boy, DJ Donnie B. Check him out.
Yeah, that's right, child, man. It's definitely going down, and y'all can check us out. It's official. You can check us out in the morning. If y'all missed this program, make sure y'all check us out for the rerun of this on 109.3 FM, the gospel, and it's also getting ready to start repeating. If y'all haven't heard the good news, man, we about to be on, we got a couple different stations already, I'm in negotiation with, that's getting ready to pick us up, man. What y'all think about that game? Got to be in the fam? What y'all think about that? All right, man. We got what, less than 10 minutes before we be getting ready to get out of here, man. We had a great show tonight, man. What y'all think about the show tonight? Rapper, gospel, rapper, country boy. What y'all think about him? And I'll testimony.
What's his name again, Donnie?
We had gospel, rapper, country boy live with us tonight.
He got country boy.
Yeah, he got a song called Praise Break that we've been playing on the show. Yeah, we've been playing this to you. Go ahead.
I need to get his CD. Tell me, I was listening to Juanita Bynum. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to praise God. Every time I get in this car, I'm going to praise him.
Man, I know that's right. That's what it's all about. I tell you what, we got a lot of people, y'all, calling in to the show. We're going live to the phone lines right now. We're going now to area code 817-793. You live on the radio. Who's this? 817-793. You live on the radio. Okay, they got their hands up like they wanted to be on the radio. All right, y'all, man. Did y'all have a good time tonight, everybody? You know what y'all learned?
It was good for Donnie B.
Yes, sir.
I want to add, if they wanted to, anybody wanted to go to my website, it's PastorJimmyPrentice.com.
Go ahead.
My Facebook is Pastor Jimmy Prentice. Then if you want to send donations, you want to send them to Pastor Prentice Gospel Music Ministry, P.O. Box 51404, Fort Worth, Texas. 7615105. And then you want to buy my CD, you can go to PastorJimmyPrentice.com. And if you want us to come and do any events and whatever, you can go to see my booking agent and my manager. You can call Michael Wellborn, Mr. Michael Wellborn, at Wellborn Music Studios. And his number is 817-902-6163.
All right, y'all hear the first right here. And real quick, man, before we let everybody go, Skip, you got anything you want to say to Mr. Skip? All the way from Houston, Texas. H-Town in the building.
Yes, sir, man. Beautiful show tonight, man. I just want to make sure everybody go to Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or Excalibris.com and grab my book, Your Only Choice is to Become Rich. If you want me to come somewhere and do a speaking engagement, I'm more than welcome to do it. You know, just hit me up on Facebook. That's Skip Flanagan, SKIPFLANAGAN. You know what I'm saying? I'd be glad to come out and do a lot of things. My movie's coming out next year. I also have an album that's on Amazon as well. It's not a gospel album, though, but it's an album. But got a lot of great things coming. A lot of great things coming up, man. You know what I'm saying? Clothesline, cologne.
Yeah.
Flanagan,
what's your Facebook name?
Skip Flanagan, FLANAGAN.
All right, y'all, man. We definitely doing it real big. And if y'all want me to come out to your event, if you want the radio station, we also going to be doing, me and Pastor Prince is going to be doing some live broadcasts. April's going to be actually joining us. Hopefully we get Skip to come on out here to Dallas where we're joining us too. We definitely would love to set up a live interview, a live radio broadcast for 2 hours at your event. For more information, give me a call at area code 682-323-1102. We'll come out there. We'll set the radio station up. We'll set the banner up, and we'll broadcast live at your event, your business.
for more details of how much that's going to cost for us to do that, because we do have to pay, because we got to set the computer up, we got to set the banner up, and then you got to understand, we kind of wasting gas, too, especially for the whole team to come out there, me, Pastor Prince to come out there. And you never know, if we come, if you pay us to come out there, Pastor Prince may put on a concert for you. Am I right about that, man?
Amen, amen. Show up. You can read it.
One-stop shop. You'll get the whole radio station out there and a concert.
Amen. I go on do it.
Hey,
Pastor,
man,
what's up?
What's
your
Facebook name? PastorJimmyPrentice.com. JimmyPrentice.com.
Okay. Y'all accept my friend request now. Okay.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. I definitely want to thank everybody for tuning in. Don't y'all forget. And I will be on tomorrow, y'all. I'll just be on playing gospel music. So, y'all just check the local listing for times. I don't know what time I'll be on, man. On Saturday, it's kind of different. We don't have a certain time like we do Monday through Friday. Now, Monday through Friday, y'all can catch the whole game here every night from 8 between the hours of 8 and 10. From 8 to 10, Monday through Friday. Just coming up Monday. Special guest, it's going to be crazy, y'all, this Monday. We got Skylife Entertainment will be live with us, man. They're going to be talking about the HIV. They're going to be talking about all the big projects that they're working on in Dallas, Texas. We're going to have floods of phone calls, and phone lines will be lit up. So it's going to be crazy. Just coming up Monday night, the whole gang will be calling into the radio station this Monday. So y'all get ready. TDJ say, get ready, get ready, get ready.
Amen.
Hello?
That's it? Oh.
DJ Donnie B must have got cut off, man. Just want to thank y'all for a wonderful, wonderful show tonight. Baby girl, thank you for sharing your testimony. Pastor, I love your song, man. Love your music. Love your spirit, man. And I guess we'll see everybody tomorrow.
Okay,
oh, yes.
Y'all
accept.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all
my friend request.
Yes, ma'am, baby girl.
I wanted to say also, if you want to buy that CD, you can go to PastorJimmyPrentice.com, and it'll take you right on to the CDBaby.com.
Okay.
And my website is www.PastorJimmyPrentice.com, and you can pull up my website, and it'll give you everything.
Hey, man, okay. y'all know what? My phone got disconnected, but I'm back, y'all. We actually got 2.5 minutes left. Hey, that happens. Say, Skip, man, you kind of witnessed that. That happens a lot, don't it?
Oh, yeah, all the time, man. Yeah. You get to drop calls. It'd be a conspiracy sometime, man, but God always prevails, man.
Hey, that's what I think it is, too, man. I'm like,
I kept the wheel rolling.
All right, y'all, again, man, it's definitely going down this Monday. We got Skylife Entertainment will be live with us. They got a big event coming up, December the 4th. And they looking for people to donate what they're going to be doing, a cannon drive, just coming up on December the 4th. So they'll be talking about that. And also they got a music conference coming up. And they want people to come on out to the music conference. Even if you're a gospel rapper, gospel artist, y'all need to be out at the music conference coming up December the 4th, man. They're going to have a lot of major record labels going to be out there, man. So, again, December the 4th, and we'll have more details about that on Monday. What y'all think about that?
Beautiful.
All right. Yeah, that's gonna be nice.
Just let me know.
Yeah.
I'll send some
candy. Okay. All right then. We definitely want to do one here in the Dallas Fort Worth area too, especially in Funkintown Fort Worth. We'll get with one of the funeral homes and see can we set up a can drive for the food bank. I really don't even want to do it for the food bank. I want us to be able to so we can actually go out and deliver it to the family ourselves. I think that would be something nice that we can actually go out and do. What y'all think about that?
Excellent. Charity extends beyond the grave, so anything that's going to help the community is a plus, man, you know? So
yeah, that's
I'm with it.
That's what it's all about.
I want to tell you,
go ahead.
For booking events, we're ready to hit the stage, man. For booking events, you can call my manager, Michael Wellborn.
Mr. Michael Wellborn at 817-902-6163. We'll put you on the show.
Hey, y'all heard it first. Right here on, what, Donny B and Friends in the Evening. We got 48 seconds. We want to thank everybody for tuning in to us. Remember, y'all, if it is to be, it's up to you to make a difference. Make a difference. We'll see you Monday right here on Donny B and Friends in the Evening.
Keep it live.
Sometimes you just want to stop and tell people something.
Oh, you better do.
Well, we three kings got something to say.
Well, let's go.
We got that Jesus feeling. We got that Jesus feeling.
Yeah, we do.
We got that Jesus feeling. We got that Jesus feeling.
Hey, hey, hey,
we got that Jesus feeling. We got that Jesus feeling.
You better tell somebody.
We got that Jesus feeling.
We got that Jesus feeling. Hey, hey,
here we go. These three kings of Orient.
They came by, yo.
Field and fountain.